Episode 35.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me. And I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Well, hey, how are you? Amazing teacher, amazing principal, amazing casual teacher. Welcome once again to the Megan Dredge podcast. And I'm so excited to be talking to you today about why you should take a break. I recently wrote this podcast as a blog post, and it was in response to an experience I had in the morning. And you need to know right up front, as we're talking about why you should stop and take a break, you need to know right up front that this actually isn't something that comes naturally to me. This is a work in progress, if you like. This is something I'm learning and trying to get better at. And so I'm going to share with you some of the things I'm learning currently, learning in the present right now. And usually for me, I'm an early riser. If you followed my blog or my podcast for a while, you've probably heard me talk about that I like to get up early. And I've always been like that. My dad says I wasn't like that as a little kid or as a teenager, that I was a typical teenager and I like to sleep in. But definitely as an adult, I am an early riser, and even more so now with two small children. I love getting up early. I love getting up before everyone else and making a start on my day. And I am determined, absolutely determined, to get the most out of every day. And I have written a lot about this, of how to get the most out of every day. And for me, I actually do my best work in the mornings when the day is fresh. And so am I, actually. When everything's quiet, when I can still my mind and still my thoughts and just get up early and get into the day. And then a few hours later, when my family gets up and we get into the flurry of mornings and breakfasts and kids and getting dressed and all that stuff, I feel like I've got this kind of, I'm centered. I've achieved some things before the day has formally started. But I have to say, on the morning that I wrote this blog post not too long ago, the morning was totally different. I had had a really big couple of weeks with speaking engagements and travel and starting my new podcast and navigating through a whole bunch of family stuff. And I was just tired. And so this particular morning, I decided to do something different. I decided, would you believe it, to take it easy. And as I said, this really doesn't come naturally to me. But what I actually decided to do was to linger in bed for a little bit and to take just a few moments to relax. In fact, my husband Rowan bought me a cup of tea. I drank it in bed. I watched the morning sun rise and then shine through my window. Literally, I could hear the birds singing. The morning sky was blue. It was just beautiful. It was literally like all these little moments had been stored up for me, and they were just waiting there for me to notice them and appreciate them. And I guess perhaps these moments are there always, but in my determinedness early in the day, I don't think I usually pay too much attention to them. But this particular morning I did. And as I sat there and I thought about this, and as I realized the experience that I was having, it got me thinking about why we should all stop and take a break. And it was me taking a break that actually inspired these three reasons that I'm about to share with you about why I think you should stop and take a break and enjoy the moments. Number one, a change in routine can be incredibly refreshing. You know, most of us are creatures of habit. We tend to do the same thing every day, don't we? We get up, we do the same thing, we get dressed and have breakfast. Maybe you have the same breakfast every day. Maybe you alternate your breakfasts day by day. I don't know exactly how you do it, but we tend to do the same things. We tend to drive the same way to work, catch the same train, do the same thing, order the same lunch day by day. We tend to do the same thing every day. But here's the thing. Sometimes just changing something simple in your routine can be incredibly refreshing. You know, spice it up a bit. Do something a bit different. Bust out and have peanut butter on your toast instead of jam. Or, I don't know, have peanut butter and honey, my absolute favorite. Do something that's a bit different. Instead of buying your coffee at that cafe, bust out and get on Bean Hunter and try a different cafe and just do something different. Give yourself an extra 5 minutes and go the long way to work and drive on a different road and see the sights differently. Just purposely do something to change your routine, because a change in routine can be incredibly refreshing. The second reason why you should stop and enjoy the moments is this. Creating what I've called mental space promotes creativity. You know, if you are constantly on the go with no space to think and create, and you're busy, 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 list, 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 accomplishment, achievement, focused, etc., you'll notice that creativity is really difficult. Your focus will be on the immediate and the urgent and not on the important and significant. And this particular morning that I'm talking about, I wrote these thoughts that I'm sharing with you now as a direct result of creating mental space. It was a direct result. It just happened. I didn't say, well, this morning I'm going to sit down and take a short break, and then out of that will come these great three reasons of why you should sit down and take a break. No, it just happened. Because I had this mental space, I had room to think and room to be creative. Number three, the third reason why you should stop, yes, you, should stop and enjoy the moments is this. Taking time to stop makes time for gratitude. You know, that morning as I lay in bed drinking my tea, I just naturally found myself being grateful. I found myself thinking about all the things that I get to enjoy in my life. I thought about the environment. I thought about another new morning. I thought about the fact that there was purpose in my day because I was awake. So therefore, there's something I need to do today. I thought about my family. I thought about the fact that I have a beautiful house and a nice warm bed to sleep in. And I just found myself being grateful because I stopped. You know, the old saying, take time to smell the roses. It's actually true to stop and take time to be grateful. And I said in last week's podcast, and I'm going to say it again now, that I believe that grateful is the new happy. We have so much to be grateful for with all the things that we get to experience in our lives. I do a lot of missions work in Asia, and I help a lot of teachers all over, but particularly in Indonesia and in Cambodia. And you just have to go on one of those trips to realize how ridiculously rich we are. I mean, we just have amazing lives. We really do. And taking time out to stop reminds me of that. And it reminds me of how a break can create a sense of gratitude in me that I can't do if I'm rushing here, there, and everywhere. Make time every day to just do that, to be grateful, to be grateful for what it is that you're doing and what it is that you're learning. This week, I want to challenge you to choose one portion of your daily routine and change it. Just do something a little bit different. And as I said before, drive a different way to work, buy your coffee somewhere else, do something different in your lunch break, bust out and have peanut butter and honey on toast, but do something different and take time to stop and reflect and take a break. Next week in the Megan Dredge podcast, I'm going to talk about how you can take a break. Today, I wanted to go with the why, three whys for taking a break and how it can help you. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about how to take a break, what you can actually do to take a break. In the meantime, have a super awesome week, and I look forward to seeing you again soon on the Meek and Dredge podcast. Ciao, ciao.